This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. No charges will be filed in the death of a child at Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park last September. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
In a letter explaining the decision, District Attorney Jefferson Cheney says he cannot prove in court that a crime had been committed in the death of 6-year-old Wangel Estefanos. She fell 110 feet from the haunted mine drop after employees failed to notice she was not buckled in. Her family is suing the amusement park. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Automatic voter registration through the DMV has put a lot of new voters on Colorado's rolls, according to researchers at Stanford University. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
2 years ago, the state switched to automatically registering people with a chance to opt out later. Researchers found that basically doubled the number of new registrations. The state also started automatically updating voters' addresses using DMV data, covering tens of thousands of people whose information might have stayed out of date. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold.
Both aspects are really important, and they drive at a really important lesson. And that's election modernization can open up access, but also increase security.
Now the state is seeking permission from the federal government to extend automatic voter registration to Medicaid recipients. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The conversion of the Evraz steel mill in Pueblo to run on solar power is about 15% complete. When the conversion is done, 750 solar power panels will power the operation. This is CPR News.